Kane, you probably kicked every ball out there. You'd still like to be playing, I'm sure, but next best thing is being on the sideline. And the lads, you know, a lesson from any team today, don't leave Gus around hanging around. We saw it last week, we saw it today. The lads really grew in strength and finished the game very well.
Yeah, they finished the game very strongly, thank God. They looked like they were struggling in the first half. Big time, looked like they couldn't get themselves going, looked tired and flat. But once they got themselves in the half time, they knew that they had to offer a lot of width. They had to get runners at the Martins. And I think in the second half they offered a lot of width. We got a lot of success going wide, and we kept on chipping away at scoreboard. In the end, we just got our noses ahead, and we barely kept our heads in front. They had one flash across the goal, and then they could have went in, but we're delighted now. We're absolutely delighted somewhere.
You are an experienced team, though, Shane. A lot of the lads, I think there's 13 of the players there in 2016.
Yeah, there's an awful amount of players in 16 and 16. This is our fourth final in 8 years, which is for a rural club as we are, and a small club struggling with numbers. 4 and 8, I think, is a very, very impressive feat. But just great to get there. The pressure once the relegation kind of got out the window, the pressure kind of came off. But now we're kind of 60 minutes away from Seamus Keevan's Cup. That's kind of the driving factor. Now, it'd mean an awful lot for us if we get our hands on it. We know that we'd be big underdogs up again, but all we can do is give it our best and hope for the best.
But the reality is, when you sit down and look at the game, Shane, St. Martin's at 7 wides very early in the game, and if they had scored from those, it would have made your task more difficult. But as you grew into the game, then, you know, you've two deadly fellas inside, Minnie and Mark, and when the ball went to Mark, there was only ever going to be one result.
Yeah, at the first water break, the game could have possibly been nearly over. The Martins were all over us, they were running at us everywhere, and they kicked a good few wides. We just couldn't get up the field, but we knew if we got a lot of weight into our play and we got space up there for Mark and Minnie, that we'd create chances. And we created a few at the end of the first half, but we missed it. We left a few behind us, and they were leaving a few behind us, and they kind of kept us in the game. But we knew 1 point down at half time, 30 minutes away, we knew that we hadn't played well, but we were still in the game. So we knew that if we upped it, we had to up the lot. But in fairness to the boys, they knocked it down, they got runners going, they emptied the tanks, and we got our scores. Matt Ross has missed too many chances. Minnie is lucky for another one as well. But them boys are flying. They're the marquee boys. They're being marked every day by the opposition best teams, but they're still turning up trumps in there.
And you played Shelmaliers in your first game, and it was a high scoring game as well in Timon.
Yeah, we played them in the first round in Timon for 45 minutes. We probably stayed with them, and then they seemed to just get on top of us, and they had a lot of runners coming at us, and we couldn't live with them. But three minutes ago, we were still only 2 points in it, and they got a turnover, and they broke, and they got to go to put 5-5 up, which put the final nail in the coffin. But we know that we have a huge task ahead of us, but all we can do, we'll knock it down for the weekend now, Tuesday and Friday night, and try to get as much sore bodies and injuries cleared up, and we'll definitely be back here next Sunday, and we'll give it everything we have.
You've kind of confounded the experts. You've kind of slipped in under the radar, which is hard to believe. But you know, you don't believe that yourselves. You know what talent you have there.
Yeah, we know that we have like 4 finals in 8 years. Says a lot. Maybe a lot of clubs rate us off, and we do tend to be good 1 year, very poor the next year. So consistency is maybe an issue. But consistency this year, football and hurling, they've been very impressive in all their games this year. The work rate is you can't fault the boys for any of their work rate. It's just so impressive. So that's we're just happy with that. We're getting the scores. We're getting the noses in front, and we're barely hanging on then for that.
Not tempted to put on the boots again, Shane?
No, I'm completely finished. Not able to go anymore. Too many
got enough hardship.
I don't have time now. It's time to walk away now. Walk away when I'm still able.
And as a manager, you know, the new format when Wexford are playing hurling, playing football, do you see it as a benefit to players, Shane, and a benefit to the both games?
It's having one code in altogether as one block is definitely a benefit. You're kind of playing that block, but it's just the last 2 years it's been football second, so I do like the block, but I'd like to see a bit of rotation go on, and maybe football get a chance in the summer months. I know hurling maybe rather is better for the hard ground, but footballers rather the hard ground as well. So that's one thing. The block is great, but I'd like to see a bit of rotation going.
Well done today, Shane. Congratulations.
Cheers. Thanks a million. Thank you.